Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. Put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
And welcome to Making News Nation on this Tuesday night. My name is William Bernard, and we are having a little bit of difficulties on the net, but we're getting it worked out. I'd like to thank you for joining us on this crazy Tuesday night. I just saw where the Senate is actually going to pass the bill tonight. And Pelosi had excluded all the things she wanted, so apparently she got her ass chewed out, and they cut all that stuff out. But, hey, we'll see what happens. Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother?
I guess I'm okay. We got our work essential personnel papers today. Vontier papers now.
Oh God!
I swear to God, man. Say hello to everybody, and I'm fixing to go on a rant. And I'm going to tell you what we told you time and time again: these fucking Republicans are just as bad as Democrats, and I'm fixing to fucking lay it out for you.
Mm-hmm. You got the letter too, huh? I got one Saturday.
Yeah.
Same one I was telling you about?
No, this is authorization to work, essential personnel. So, okay. We've got to keep people like electricity to come on when they hit that switch, and they like that pretty blue flame to come on when they turn on their stove. So we're going to be out there in the middle of this shit. Of course, they're providing no kind of PPE of any kind whatsoever. So this ought to be a real fucking hoorah. And I tell you what, man. And go ahead and say hello, Ron, Virgil. Let them say hello and stuff, because I want to talk to you.
Well, Virgil's not on. I don't know where he's at. He'll probably call in later. So I know he was having some issues himself. And I'll tell you what, I got a letter Saturday saying that, you know, I told you that we were restricted from working and stuff. But now we got a call yesterday saying we're lifted from the restriction because we're caregivers. And it's like, you know, how are we going to care for the people that we're looking after? You know, this is stupid. How are they going to look after themselves? So they finally got some common sense and lifted the restrictions off of us.
You're breaking up real bad, Joe.
Oh, okay, how's that? Is that better?
For the moment, it is. Yes, it is. Well, let me tell you.
Right.
I just got off a friggin' phone call. Telecommunication town hall with my congressman. Okay? Mm-hmm. And now, these are your fucking Republicans, all right? Yeah, they shot Nancy Pelosi down, da-da-da. Like, let me tell you what these cocksuckers are doing. Okay? Now, if you made over $75,000 last year, you ain't getting shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And let me tell you, I made over $75,000 last year, considerably more than that. But at the rate it's going right now, I'm in a bind because we're not getting near those kind of hours. Everybody's been cut back to 40 hours, yada, yada, like that. So here we are, the backbone of America, us blue-collar motherfuckers out there killing ourselves, whether it's in the fucking oil field, utilities, whatever the case may be, they're robbing us blind taxes. They're not going to give us a fucking dime, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep robbing you. Oh, yeah, we're going to keep robbing you, but we're going to give this motherfucking shit to every welfare queen and thug in the country who on the government payroll, their shit ain't been affected at all in any way, shape, or form, but we're going to give them all money. You know,
I was just reading the new bill. Did you know that they're giving themselves raises?
Oh yeah, they can't live on $170,000 a fucking year. But man, if you made over $75,000. Well, motherfucker, you don't need any help. Explain that to me. These are your fucking Republicans, all right?
Mm-hmm.
These are the guys that are going to save the country.
Mm-hmm.
Horseshit, all right? Every fucking thug, every fucking welfare queen out there is getting money. And if she's got 14 babies and 14 fucking different daddies, she going to get another $500 for each of those. So they are absolutely no motherfucking different than the Democrats, all right?
Yep.
Selling the fucking blue-collar workers' ass to take care of these fucking societal leeches, all right? And we're not going to get shit. We ain't getting nothing. All right?
Because
you made over $75,000 last year.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get shit. Okay, don't matter how big of a fucking bind you're in this year, alright?
Mm-hmm.
That don't matter a fuck to them. But we're going to make sure all these welfare motherfuckers get big old huge checks and shit. They're not a damn bit different than the fucking Democrats, alright? I've been telling y'all this for years. You son of a bitches want to sit there and argue that the Republicans are going to save us. Woo, go Republicans. You're fucking
right.
You're window-licking, crayon-eating fucking morons.
Even though Chrystia was going off on the same thing today. She was going off on the same thing today. And, you know, I agree with both of you 100% because I'm seeing it. You know?
This is the great Donald Trump. This is the great Donald Trump, savior of America.
This really ain't
and
his fault.
He is fucking the blue collar workers. He is fucking his base. He is bending his base over the people who have supported him, fought for him, carried his water through all these bullshit investigations and all that, and he's going to allow fucking McConnell and them to bend us over and drive fuck us in the ass. Alright? That's exactly what he's allowing to happen. And these same fuckers, McConnell, my congressman, your congressman, whoever, they're going to sit there and tell us what they need a big raise because they can't live on $170,000 a year. But you, motherfuckers, if y'all made over $75,000, you're fucking rich and you don't need any help. They can go straight to hell.
Right. Right. Hell, I'll be happy if I can get at least $100,000. I don't even make that much. I don't even make close to $75,000, but you know what? I'd be highly happy if I could. $174,000, that's a lot of damn money they get a month.
Oh, that's $170,000 a year, which is still a lot of money a month. Do the math.
Yeah, it is.
And they can't live on that. Oh, we need a big ass raise. We can't live on $100,000. But you working class motherfuckers, you out there breaking your back, busting your ass, throwing America up on your shoulders, carrying the fucking weight. We're robbing you blind through Texas so we can take care of these motherfucking social leeches. And if you made over $75,000, you're fucking rich and you don't need any help. That is your motherfucking Republican Party. Are you hearing me, America? Are you hearing me,
And if you own your own business, like Ron, he owns his own construction company, he ain't getting no help.
Well, they can apply for loans, interest loans, and if he pays everybody their full salary all the way through this thing, whether they're working or not, at the end of it, whenever that may be, they won't put a time stamp on it. Whenever that may be, they may that loan may turn into a grant. And let me tell you what the fucking chances of that happening are. After this shit they've thrown out here today, the chances of that happening are zero. They're straight-ass lying to small businesses to fuck them over, too. This is your Republican Party. Y'all think Nancy Pelosi's shit was stupid? Read this fucking bill.
I read it. I read what was in it just a few minutes before we got on there, and I got to tell you, there was a lot on there. You know, and I'm like, wow. No wonder they wanted, what was it, $100 trillion or $75 trillion?
This is supposed to help the people hurt by this crisis, which is, I'm one of them right now. I'm going out there in the shit every day because I've been deemed essential because people like the fucking lights to come on when they hit the switch and they like that pretty blue fucking flame when they turn on their stove and shit. So I'm supposed to go out here and wait around in this bullshit, no PPE, no nothing. Same thing with Virgil running that fucking truck up and down the road in hot zones, out of hot zones, yada, 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 like that. But we don't need any help. But these motherfucking social leeches sitting there that aren't affected in any way, shape, or form, they have not missed one government fucking check through this whatsoever. They're going to give them a big payday. This is the Republican Party. Are you listening to me, America? And whoever
I appreciate it going off on this Republican Party. And she was going off on this too about the Republican Party on the same thing. And let me tell you, you guys out there, have you all got your heads out of your asses yet? This is what we're telling you.
And they can't get in our Social Security people, the people who have worked their asses off all their life, finally hit retirement age. they're getting diddly fucking squat, but they couldn't give them a raise. They couldn't give Social Security recipients a raise.
I can answer that because I draw Social Security, dude. I draw Social Security, let me tell you. That shit trying to survive on $700 a month. They want me to survive on this.
These same motherfuckers that can't give Social Security recipients a raise because all the fucking money is going to social leeches. Right?
Yep.
But these $170,000 a year fucking skinheads in Washington, D.C. can't live on $170,000, so they need a big ass raise. This is your government. You hear me? And I don't care, Democrats, Republicans. I've been telling you for 3, 4, 5 years, however long I've been on this show, that there's not a damn bit of difference between them. And here's the proof in the pudding, right here, right now.
Yep. And we called it. We called the shots on this. And let me tell you, we've been harping and harping and harping. And it's like, I draw $700 a month. I know a lot of other people that do too. And I worked for that. I put that, people are saying, well, that's socialism. No, it's not socialism. I earned it. I worked for that shit. I put it there. But we only get $700 a month and they expect you to live on that.
Well, yeah, and exactly, right? You earned for that.
And they're complaining, about $124,000 a year.
Let me tell you, and they robbed your paycheck. Every paycheck you got while you were working, and that money was supposed to go into a secure lockbox that they have robbed and robbed and robbed over the years. I forget what the number is.
How do you think Nancy Pelosi?
Supposedly owes Social Security like $3 trillion.
Yep. Right?
And you always hear, Social Security is going to run out. You never hear a damn word about welfare money running out. Not a fucking word.
Nope.
And did you get a dime's worth of interest on that money that they held and used for everything else over the years? Hell no, you didn't.
Yep. And you know what's sad, Russell, is that I know quite a few people that actually need that help and they can't get it. But the ones who don't need it, get it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what's fucked up.
So
let me put this as an example, brother. I want to put this. My son, he went through a lot of shit for the last couple of years. Trying to get cleaned out and everything. And I'm actually proud of him. He's gonna be 21 tomorrow. And he needed the help. They wouldn't help him. And everything and stuff. But now, you already see him now. You'd be proud of him. He's dried out. He actually got a job. He actually starts a job at Walmart now and everything. But people like him, they can't get the help when they need it.
Well, yeah, and I tell you what, you people out there listening, I fucking double dog dare you to call in and tell me how the Republicans are any damn different than the Democrats per this bill.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
Republicans, as much as the Democrats, think they deserve a fucking raise. These are the same people for the last three administrations, Clinton, Bush, and Obama, who sold us out to China. Why are we kissing China's ass right now, making nice? Because they manufacture over 90% of our pharmaceutical drugs. That is what this fucking Congress has done to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they need a big raise because they can't live on $170,000 a year. But fuck you if you made over $75,000, you don't get shit because you're rich. That is your Republican Party. Are you there? Are you listening? Call in and tell me I'm wrong and why. I'm done ranting. What do you want to talk about? Are you there, Joe? Joe! Woo-hoo.
I'm here. Hold on just a minute.
Are you there?
Okay. I'm here.
I lost my hearing connected, and then it just lost connection. But, you know, like I was saying, you know, these people flying in on helicopters to the White House complaining they can't make a hearing. I wish I fucked the hell I could fly in a helicopter to work. That'd be nice.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous, Joseph, man. I tell you right now, and like I said, we're running around in these fucking hot zones, and they're growing here in Texas by the day, man. We've got new cases popping up everywhere, especially along the coast, because thank you, you little snowflake motherfuckers that had to go to spring break. Oh, well, we waited on this 2 weeks, and Mommy and Daddy said we're okay, and they didn't take our credit card. They told us to go have fun because we're spoiled little fucking cum stains.
Well, they're paying for it now, aren't they?
For those of you little cum stains that think, well, I ain't got to worry about this. I'm in my 20s. Guess what? Thanks to your little fucking spring break bullshit, we got 3 new cases in Victoria that just broke out. 2 girls in their 20s, 1 guy in their 30s, and 1 of the girls is already in ICU, you little fuck sticks.
Mm-hmm. We got 100 cases here already. New Mexico's on total lockdown as of today. This morning, we went on total lockdown because nobody would listen. So.
I hadn't seen the numbers today, but we're somewhere around 700-800 cases here in Texas.
I saw her in Virgil's neck of the woods in Alabama. They got 5,000 down there because of Mardi Gras.
Oh yeah. Actually, Virgil was right. Because I saw that they said they're leading in cases. But as far as the number overall, no. But infections per capita, and for those of you from Rio Lindo, you know, that graduated through Common Core and stuff like that, that means for the amount of people there as opposed to the amount of people in New York, they have more cases per person than New York does. All right? You got those, you Common Core math idiots.
Yeah. Don't use logic. These liberals don't understand logic.
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm mad as fuck right now. I'm running out of
caffeine. I've been mad as hell for the last several days. Myself, being Virgin, we went off last night. Lucretia, she went off on her show. If you were on her show, you've been, oh my God. She even went off on the Republicans, too, today.
This is absolutely stunning coming from the Republican Party. If my rant offended you, fuck you, I don't care. But it's the truth.
Yeah, it's the absolute truth. I mean, you know, and that's the sad part. People don't want to hear the truth, but hey, we've been right so many times, you know.
Oh, dude. When this thing first broke and fucking back in December and we got first wind of it, we called every shot right up to the moment, pretty much that it happened.
And did I not tell you by April? Middle of March or April, this will hit. Did I not say it?
Yeah. And here we are, you know. The sad part about this, and of course, I don't trust anybody. I will be honest. I have serious fucking trust issues. All right. I'm a veteran. I served as a Marine, and I worked with the alphabets, and I worked as an operator, and I know these motherfuckers, and I tell you what, and I don't have any friggin' evidence of it right now other than my gut feeling, But you have these lockdowns, and now we're having to carry letters stating that we're essential personnel to be on the road and working and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
You sit there and tell me that the United States population, through this big corona thing, which the numbers still don't add up to the fucking reaction that's going on to it, okay?
Check this out. They put up a hotline today to where if you see anybody more than five people together, call the state police.
Well, let me tell you. Let this sink in. With all this overreaction, and now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying the coronavirus isn't serious, okay? I'm not saying that because apparently it is. But the numbers in the infection do not warrant the action these people are taking at this point.
No, it don't.
All right? It's just about absurd, okay? But this is the underlying thing I'm looking at. What is happening with this, with all these shelter in place, stay at home, you have to have a letter to move around stating that you're essential personnel and you're going to work and one thing and another and all that. I'll tell you exactly what's going on. The people of America are being conditioned for martial law.
Yep. And did I not call that as well back around December or way before December that this was going to happen?
Well, I mean, we talked about that a lot with once this broke out and stuff like that, Joseph and stuff. But now we're seeing it actually come to fruition. And like I said, I'm not doubting the severity of the virus or anything like that.
Doesn't this remind you back when the Nazis in Germany? Hey, you got your papers? We need to see your papers.
Well, that's the point I was just making. Right now, at this point, the American people are being conditioned for martial law, and they are complying like a herd of fucking sheep. They're quietly eating grass while being slowly pushed towards the fucking slaughterhouse where they're going to be lamb chops.
People like me, you, Virgil, you know, like us, we're going to be the ones left behind trying to defend, you know, on the defense part, you know. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
But that's how it's going to be. We're going to be the ones, hey, let's pick that person off the streets, you know, or pick the blue hat off, you know.
I'm sure there's red X's by our name. We're not going to the re-education centers. We're going to be the ones loaded up on trucks and somewhere and shot.
Yep, because we won't be a threat. Oh, we've been saying that for years, Russell.
Oh yeah.
I guarantee you we're on that list. If you remember, brother, back in 2016, me and Hurricane talked about this virus.
Oh yeah, man, and I've mentioned it in a couple posts, and I'll say it again here. If y'all haven't seen or listened to Hurricane's podcast on China, y'all need to go listen to it. Because let me tell you, man, our Patriot sister hit the nail on the head with that. That is an excellent piece of work, and I am so absolutely proud of her that it's just
spot on the details. I looked at it, listened to it. You can find it on YouTube as well. And they're on YouTube. And I'll tell you what, it's been chills up your spine. Because we did this back in 2016. Me, her, and Lori Alexander. We were right.
Yep. Absolutely, man. We haven't, you know, and don't get me wrong, man. We're not geniuses and or anything like that, but
we use common sense, and we use a lot of research, a lot of contact.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it's
done.
A lot
of research, a lot of contact, and situational observation, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why some of you have such a hard time tracking, but when there's something big going on and happening and everybody's attention and all you're getting is nonstop yakety 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 yak, you better be looking, checking,
yeah, other ways.
Checking your sources, yeah, and that kind of,
yep,
stuff, because I guarantee you they've got something else going on they don't want you to see going on.
Yep, and here we are.
Yeah. And how in the hell, and they bitched about Pelosi doing this and that, but yet they want to put a big old raise in this bill for themselves.
All right. That pisses me off. It really does. It really does. You know, I wish we could get a raise, but we can't. We're looking for get a dollar raise every year.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, you know, I
feel you, brother. I feel you. But hey,
I just,
like Lucretia said, we tried, we warned, we did all we could. The rest is all up to you, all after.
You know, and, I swear, and you watch. This is all new, so with these letters that you're supposed to carry around with you stating who you work for, the business,
mm-hmm,
your essential personnel, it can all be verified through numbers and that kind of stuff. They're gonna be kind of slack on it and cool about it for about a week or two, and then you're going to see them hammering down on it. I mean, think about it, man. If you're in violation, now this is not a law. This is not a law. This is a bunch of fucking elected officials unconstitutionally telling you what you can or can't do because they decided to declare emergency. But if you don't comply to their bullshit, here in Texas, it can be up to a $25,000 fine and 18 months in jail.
Yep. And guess what? Like I said, they set up a hotline there, director, where you can snitch on your neighbors.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and that's the whole thing, man. And Joseph, when we talked about this, I don't know, 2-3 years ago when all this stuff started with Trump, right after Trump was elected. Actually, even before Trump was elected, we were talking about where things were headed in this country, too. And what's the one thing that I said that everybody kind of hem-hawed about? I said, when times come, your neighbors will sell you out for an extra piece of black bread.
Yep. Here we are.
And here we are. We called it 3 years ago, people.
As a matter of fact, I'll tell you right now, there was a company up in Santa Fe that it was a Subaru where they sold cars. They had about 5 or 6, 7 people in there. Somebody went in and called state police on them. Guess what? They got shut down and lost their license. That's what's going on. And if you see somebody in the house, more than five people in your house, guess what? They'll come and you get a fine.
You know, and what is the fucking, what is the story behind taking all this action? Okay, we roughly got 28, 29 million people in the state of Texas, okay? We've got 700 or 800 cases of the coronavirus, right? And the thing is, I want you to follow Abbott, our governor, said, no, we're not shutting the whole damn state down. We've got 254 counties and, you know, 240 40 of them don't have any cases. We're not shutting. The one who is shutting these cities down and these counties and putting them under lockdown, these are all Democrat-run fucking counties. Not a single Republican has come out and done that.
And I live in a Democrat-run state, so enough said.
Right. I mean, absolutely. Man, you seriously think about it, and you have to go, what the hell's going on, you know, da-da-da like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what we've got, I saw the numbers earlier. Don't quote me because I don't remember the exact number, but it was like 50,000 cases nationwide. Most of those are in New York, California, and Washington. I think you're pushing 1,000 in Louisiana. In the whole state of Texas, we have less than 1,000. I think it was somewhere around 800 cases.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's all you hear. And I don't care who the fuck you turn on.
Well,
that's all you
that
hear. Coronavirus.
That burns me, Russell. Here's what burns me. We have 9 people in Sandoval County, which is just about an hour's drive from where I live at. 9 people were cured. But they're not even talking about the ones that are being cured and the ones that's recovering. What's up with that?
No, they ain't going to talk about that, man, because that doesn't feed the agenda to where you should be scared and follow the exact orders of the government because your government is going to save you.
Yep.
I mean,
and what did we say? If the government says they're going to be run away.
And the same people
to
this shit here in America are the same people that a month ago was saying, oh, look at China, they did that to control the population, da 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 da, to stop the unrest, da. And
well,
the same
what's
people,
going on here,
most
folks.
Of them who was yakking this shit are the same ones that are sitting here now complying, going, oh, be scared, follow government's orders. They're going to save you from the big bad virus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I tell you what, I'm so absolutely frustrated right now, brothers. I just can't say it, man.
Well, like I say, brother, we tried to warn everybody, but they all got, you know, most of them's got their heads up their asses, not wanting to see what's really going on, you know. We did our part.
All right. Here's the Republicans' chance to shine and show where they're different than the Democrats, and they're going to take care of the middle class that are really hurting and stuff. And what did they do? They turned around and kicked us, the middle class, square in the ass to take care of thugs, welfare queens, the lazy, and social leeches. They're not a damn bit different than Democrats. None.
Those are the ones that's going to be the one complying and obeying.
Exactly. And they don't work.
This is not affected
their income in any way, shape, or form. All right?
You know what I'm thinking? What we are to do, Russell? We're to find some hood mama out there that's got 5 or 6 different kids with different daddies and just move in with them and live off them.
Oh yeah, they're going to get a $5,000 or $6,000 check. And as I said, their income, their lives have been affected. No way in this. That government check hasn't stopped coming. That government check hasn't been cut. They haven't lost any hours because they don't work any hours.
Yeah.
You know,
so any hood mamas out there, we're looking.
And then the middle class, the people who are making 75 to $50,000 a year or so like that. Mm-hmm. They're kicking the square in the teeth. Oh, you motherfuckers are rich. Y'all don't need any help. But us congressmen up here, we can't live on $170,000 a year, so we're going to give ourselves a raise. You know, this is your government, America. So if you're a big Republican fan,
Like I said, I vote for the person that can carry themselves and prove themselves. They have to prove that in my eyes, and it's like I'm independent. But it's like here lately, I'm like, what the fuck, you know?
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. There ain't nobody out there running on either side in the Congress and fucking senatorial races and stuff like that. They're all pieces of shit.
Yep.
You know, and this is the government, and you're going to sit right there and fucking comply when now's the time to rise up and say enough of your bullshit. But what are y'all going to do? Y'all going to sit there like little motherfucking cowards, curl up in the fetal position.
And you go,
please,
they're going to have their hands out. I want the check.
Yes, please save me, government. Save me from the evil virus. Oh, I mean, let me suck your cock. Please, just give me money.
Right.
Fucking asshole. I'm scared.
That's why I just hit my right now is myself, me, myself, and I. That's all I just
America,
hit on right now.
If anybody offended by my language, I do apologize for that. But the grunt in me is running wild tonight, and
our show is based on freedom of speech, brother. That's why we say whatever we want.
I mean, I'd like to say that that apology was sincere, but it probably wasn't. You know?
You hit it right on the head. You've been saying what I've been wanting to say.
Let me tell you, folks,
everybody out there on the other side of the world of this, you know, I saw, do you see what's going on in Italy right now? Same thing's going to happen here for too long. You're going to see makeshift morgues and old people being left to die.
Oh, yeah, that's that good socialized medicine, man. Mm-hmm. That's what all these snowflakes and Bernie Bros and all these Democrats want, you know, socialized medicine. Well, there's your death panels, ladies and gentlemen.
So they're waiting for you. I feel for the people in Italy right now. I really do too.
My heart goes out to them, but you know what? They allowed it to happen to themselves.
Mm-hmm. And the same here in the United States.
And that's where we're headed, right here in the U.S., because this is no longer the home of the brave and the land of the free. It's the home of cowards and fucking beggars and peasants.
Mm-hmm. In other words, and I'll put it like this, this is Satan's breeding ground. We're seeing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and President Trump is always talking about, we've got to help the middle class. And here was his chance to do it, to prove his word is true. And what do they do, him and the fucking Republican Party? They bend the middle class over, dry fuck us in the ass to take care of welfare queens and thugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm disgusted. I'm done with the whole fucking situation. I doubt I'm even going to vote this election. You know what? You idiots deserve what's coming. Good luck.
Right. I'm the same way, Russell. I'm like, you know, I'm like, what the fuck, man? Who do we trust? You know, at this point, just like you can't trust nobody.
And you know,
I hate to say it, but
and these fucking numbers aren't coming from President Trump. They're coming from the Senate and his advisors and all that. So, you know, but he should know better. He knows what the middle class is. Hell, he's paid the middle class to work for him for decades. Right? And he's gonna roll with these fucking numbers. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm sure it's going to piss a lot of people off, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. They followed into the same game plan as the Democrats. Let's buy the welfare votes.
And those are your rhinos. They're all, you know. I'll put it like Lucretia Heath put it today. Y'all just stay the fuck away from me.
That's it, man. I am absolutely done with it. If this bill passes the way it is, I'm done with the Republican Party. I'm done with U.S. politics. Y'all can have your government. I'm done.
Yep, we're done too.
When push comes to shove, I know where I'm going. I'm going to be good, and the rest of y'all just accept the change you deserve. Because that's where you're going to be slapped in. And y'all are going to kneel down, stick your hands out, and take your change. You know why? Because you're a bunch of fucking idiots.
That's harsh truth, but it's, I mean, it's the truth. And I'm already seeing that as well. I mean, we're I said this many times over, brother. I said, you know, the one Finnegan said this very well before he died. You know, if you can't stand for the cause of freedom, you done lost. If you can't stand for the Constitution, you done lost. Well, guess what? We lost both.
You know, in the same and on the same note, Joseph, I may not even make it to the election to vote, because I tell you what, the first motherfucker that pulls me over and asks me for my papers, I'm going to go off like a fucking claymore.
All right. I'm going to run him over.
They got papers yesterday.
Like I said, we were deactivated, and all of a sudden we got reactivated again. So we got papers to show, you know, if we're out shopping or whatever, and they pull us over, we got to show it. And I'm like, fuck, man, are we in a Nazi world now or what? You know?
You're breaking up real bad again, Joseph.
Sorry about that. But, I don't know if we're going to make it, brother. I don't know.
Actually, Joseph, man, and stuff like that, you know, I thought we were fighting to keep from losing the country, but after seeing this shit from the Republicans that's rolling out, we lost the country. It's over. It's done.
We lost this country many years ago. We're just now seeing it.
Yep. And most of America are going to comply. They're going to roll along. They're going to accept the entry grocery shelf. They're going to accept the hoarding. Oh, and now let me tell you what we got going on in Houston that got laid out today. These rich motherfuckers, and I'm talking about we got some rich motherfuckers in Houston, all right? They're calling their doctors and demanding these drugs that they're using to treat the virus with, so they can keep them on hand in case they got it. So these motherfuckers are so bold. They are threatening their doctors.
You
want to
hear something funny? I got the same drug. Remember when I got really, really sick? And I told y'all that I think we might have had this virus back around January. I got the same drug. It's a little different form, but the same thing. I got it right here in my hand right now. For diarrhea and malaria and all kinds of stuff. Same thing. It's called Doxycycline. I got it right here in my hand.
Yep. You know, these people are calling and demanding that their doctors prescribe this stuff. They're not sick, but they want to have it on hand just in case they get sick. So, in other words, you have this and I have defended the rich time and time again over the years, and I know you've heard me say this 100 times, Joseph. I've never gotten a job from a poor person, and I've defended it. I've defended capitalism. I've defended these people, and when the time gets tough, this is what they turn into. So I've lost all respect.
Oh, yeah.
Whatsoever.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, like we said many times, you know, they're fending for themselves, and the same thing with us. We're going to be fending for ourselves. You come to my house and make your potato, what does she get?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
And then all the backchatter is these thugs and gangs that sit in Houston are talking about heading to the rural areas and robbing these farms and ranches and taking the people's shit.
We're ready up here. We've been hearing that up here, too. We're ready for them out here. I dare them to come up here.
They're going to be in for quite a fucking surprise.
So, like I said, if you see photos I sent, we got plenty of acres out here that's barren and we can hide bodies.
Oh yeah, we've got a feral hog infestation problem here in Texas. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you like that, man. We'll just go dump your body down there in the creek. There won't be no evidence of it in 24 hours.
Check this out, Russell. Just about 4 miles down the road, you know, I told you we got the military base down here. They did a practice bombing down over here about 5.5 miles from where I live at. Just dump your bodies there and let the bombs handle the rest of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just nuts, man. And, you know, I don't mean that in any aggressive way or anything. It's just a heads up. Do not fuck with us. All right? Just don't do it, all right? Y'all are way out of your league. Way, way, way out of your league.
But, like Hank Williams says, we country folks know how to survive.
Yeah. But anyway, man, we're fixing to run up on break, Joe, and
I'm gonna ask you tomorrow. All right. Well, we'll come back Thursday night, and hopefully Virgil's okay. I know he told me to tell you to call him, let him know if you're okay or not, and everything. He wants to hear from you, so and everything. But we'll come back Thursday, and we'll see what happens.
I'll try to give him a call tomorrow. And talk to him and stuff like that. I hope he's okay. It's kind of weird not hearing anything at all from him.
I haven't even seen him on Facebook today, so I'm pretty sure he's probably out driving because I know he said he had some loads he had to take out, so that's probably what he's doing. But, you know, he don't miss unless he really has to. So, you know.
Yeah.
So. Or exactly. Homeland Security take him a visit. So, we hope you're okay, brother.
Yes, sir, we are, man. I hope you're safe and well, brother. And you know how it is. Those of us speaking truth right now, it's hate speech, and we're the problem with the country. So, anyway. Deal with that the way you want.
Hey, that's why I get on the Facebook jail watch. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I get on for that, you know. So anyway, we'll go ahead and close the show off. We'll be back Thursday night. And you guys, too, tune in to Lucretia Hughes. I mean, you know, look for her on YouTube and everything. She's like us. She's hardcore.
Oh, she's a lot nicer.
Yep. She was pissed off today, brother. She said she was pissed today with the Republicans like we were. And she went off. She was like, you got to stay on your side of the fence and I'll stay on mine.
That's it.
So,
like I said,
everybody. Go ahead,
like I said, if you don't take anything else away from tonight, that bill right there is the perfect example of what I've been saying for years. There's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republican and the Democrats. They just present it a little bit differently. Good night, America. We love you guys. If I insulted anybody or anybody got butt hurt tonight, Get over it. Suck it up, Buttercup. Buttercup, we'll see you Thursday night. Gunny out.
All right, brother. Be careful. Good night, America.